What's up, y'all? Mr. Elbow's coming back to y'all tonight. I ain't been on here in a long time, in a little while. I just want to come on here tonight, y'all, and just get something off my chest a little bit. You know, we only got one life in this world. You know, I just turned 40, right? And sometimes I look back over my life and see how I was brought up. You know, why I made certain decisions in my life and why I made decisions to do things and not do things. And I realized at the end of it all, you know, you have to be yourself. You know, this society and this world will break you down. You know, it's like when you go to get something that you wanted for a while. Just a metaphor, something I'm throwing out there. But have you ever wanted something? Maybe it was a car, or maybe it was some shoes, or maybe it was some clothes, a phone, whatever, that you haven't had before, and all of a sudden you go and get it. This society will tell you as soon as you get it that it's old. You know, oh, that's old. Try this. Then you'll see a commercial come on TV. Try that. You know, get this. This old, what you got. Get this. You know, it's like wanted you to keep up with the Joneses all the time. And the way things are getting out here, life is so fast. Life is but a blink of an eye. You know, we here today, we gone today. We here today, we gone tomorrow. You know, if I can't leave y'all with anything else tonight before I end this, it was one of my favorite movies, and it's called Belly. But it was a scene where DMX was on the run, and Nas had met him at this little curry out around the way. So, you know, they fast forward and they talking. So Buns was like, you know what? You was right. You always been right. I just, you know, I never listened to you. And it's always stuck on my head when Nas told him. He said, I'm not saying I'm trying to be a political leader and all the bullshit, but if you got a chance to make something right, make it right. You know, and I never really forgot about that, you know, and before we leave this earth, you know, if you ain't got stuff together or whatever, you know, that's your life. You know what I mean? Like, the one thing I hate is for somebody to tell me how I'm living my life. Why? Because I'm the one got to deal with this shit. I'm the one got to get up every day and face this world just like you. So why are you so concerned about how I'm living my life? You know, whether I'm making good or bad decisions. Like, I feel like this, like, I ain't out this motherfucker robbing nobody. You know, I ain't out here trying to score licks. You know what I'm saying? Sure, I have fuck ups and I make mistakes. And I'm going to make plenty more of them. There's nothing you can really do about that. You know, how many of us don't fuck up and make mistakes per day, per minute, per hour, year after year, month after month? Nobody's righteous on this fucking earth. Sure, a lot of people got things materially. Some people don't got things materially. Some people got wisdom, a lot of knowledge, you know. And some people just are who they are. You know, one thing I'm starting to learn in life that I've learned so far is stop living off expectations of how you think somebody should be. Because one thing I learned by talking to my son mother one day, and I asked her, and I'm gonna be very vulnerable right now because, hey, I don't know none of y'all, but this is my podcast, so I got a right to say what I'm gonna say. But I'm gonna say this. One day we was talking, and I asked her, I said, well, baby, you know, what made you stick around with me? What made you stay with me? And she said, well, your potential, sweetheart, your potential. And you know what I told you? You know what I told her, y'all? I said, what about if I potentially don't become shit? Then what? What if I don't become what you maybe think I should be, or what I can be, or what I could be? Because truth of the matter is, y'all, I like what I like, and what I don't like, I'm not fucking with. It's just that simple. But for some reason, it seems to burns people, grind people gears and shit. Like, when you don't do what they think you should be doing. Everybody in this world was raised so different. Everybody in this world is coming up so different. And if somebody goes on to become a success in their life, then congratulate them. But don't just expect them to be like that. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of people that's walking out here with potential. I'm not the only guy out here. It's a lot of people that you walk past in your everyday life, y'all, that has potential. You know, and some people don't know that they got it. Some people don't. You know, my thing will be this. It's not always going to be a positive day in your life, you know. However, I like positive vibes and I like positive people. But I had to understand this also, that everyday positive people ain't going to always be positive. You're going to have some bad and some fucked up days just as well as you're going to have good days. So don't always expect every day to be positive. Every day is positive. You know what makes every day positive? When your ass wake up the next day. That's what makes that day positive. When you wake up the next day, when you take that breath of fresh air, you wake up and get out your bed or wherever you at, that's your positive. Because you're still alive. Doesn't mean that day is going to go positive. I done had some fucked up, slimy, grimy days, you know. And I've also had some good days. But now at the age of 40, just for me to take a breath of fresh air is a positive thing for me. But when somebody comes and me and talking about this and that and that and this and this and that, get the fuck on with that. You know, I got to say this tonight, y'all. Don't stop living off high expectations on people, because when somebody don't become a high expectation like you think they should be, then you're disappointed in them. Why? They still human. You know why? They still human. People fuck up. Celebrities fuck up. Low people, you know, low workers fuck up. Middle class fuck up. Everybody fucks up. Everybody's a fuck up somewhere. Now, unfortunately, some people just fuck up more than others, but everybody still fucks up. But the moral of the story is, man, appreciate people while they here, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't appreciate them when they gone, because you can't tell them shit when they done. You know, just do your best. You ain't got to tell everybody you love them and all that. I mean, but appreciate the people, you know, because sooner or later you're going to look up and they're going to be gone. They're going to be gone. I'm going to be gone eventually. I got to go. And right now, as I sit here and talk to y'all, I love smelling fresh air. I love air. You know, I love living. I love getting to know new people and shit, man, because, you know, it's so many people that's stuck in the same rut in their life because they, oh, my friend want me to go out and meet new people. Yeah, you're going to have to meet new people. How else you think you're going to step up some type of way in your life? You're gonna have to meet somebody new. You can't keep coming up off the same old people that you've been on. You know what I'm saying? Because even they come up off somebody that they just met or somebody new. You got to meet somebody new out here. You're gonna have to. But, you know, just appreciate people, man. Appreciate them for who they are, man. Even if they ain't got it all right now, even if they, you know, they fucked up right now, you know, still appreciate them, man, because everybody, as long as you have a will and a decision to make in your life, you can change. But guess what? Them people have to be willing to change. You can't make nobody change nothing, you know, and that's what I learned years ago. I can't make nobody learn do shit that I want them to do. I can't make them do nothing. I can't make nobody like me. I can't make nobody hire me. I can't make nobody promote me. You know, I can do the best that I can for myself. That's it. And my children. That's it. I can't keep living to please everybody. Fuck that. Because everybody ain't living to please you. So just appreciate your life while you got it. If you got a chance to make shit right, make it right. Don't wait too long to make it right. Because life is but a blink of an eye, y'all. Y'all take care. This is Mr. Edwards, signing out.